You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Last night I went and got the first of two vaccinations. I am doing the Moderna one, it turns out. And I had to go to a pharmacy and kind of stand around for a bit. Well, I had my appointment at 8 o'clock. But here's what was interesting. First things first. Shot, easy. I was the last one in my household to get it. Gretchen got it a couple days ago. Zoe got it yesterday morning. Gretchen's side effect was the next day her arm was, or later in the day, that evening, her arm was pretty sore.
A little sore.
So she felt like she had been punched.
It's kind of like, you know, how some people get the reaction to the flu shot, I guess.
Exactly.
You're sore.
Zoe's reaction was about 6 hours later, she got nauseated.
Yeah.
But I take that with a grain of salt because she's the biggest wimp ever. And if you...
Maybe a little overly dramatic.
A little bit. Because she's a teenage...
Sure.
She's a teenager.
Oh,
so
I think
she's
I've
a teenager, and everything in teenagers' lives is dramatic.
Yeah,
so
everything's a 10.
That, but she's fine. For me, side effect, zero. I don't even have a sore arm. It's now been right at about 12 hours.
Good.
Nothing.
Good, good.
So that's all good. Let me tell you what I saw, though, that was interesting. When I walked up, you know, it's at the pharmacy at the store, and there was one person at the window, and then there were three other people who were standing there waiting. And after about 30 seconds, they turned to me, they go, oh, do you have an appointment? Because we don't. You can just go on ahead. And I go, what are you doing? And they said, we're waiting in case somebody doesn't show up.
Oh,
these
yeah.
were three people probably in their, I'd say, late 20s to early 30s. And I said, really? They said, yeah, you go ahead. The pharmacy closed at 9. I got there at like 10 till 8. So apparently they showed up, I don't know, 7:30, maybe earlier. And they're just waiting in line and letting people with appointments go on ahead. But they want to be the first in line in case somebody didn't show up.
I wonder if that's working for people.
Let me tell you, because
yeah.
I asked.
Did you ask?
I said, does that work out very often? And one guy said, he goes, last night there were 6 people that got it.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I'm not trying to start some sort of stampede. I shouldn't have.
Oh,
you know, now that I think
you
about
know
it,
this is going
this
on
up.
Everywhere. I mean, it's,
okay.
it's well, happening.
It's just that not. I don't think millions of people know about that. I didn't. And I was like, no kidding. And then just before I got to the window before it was my turn, I turned back to him. I go, well, how does that affect the second shot? Like when they booked me last night at 8 o'clock, they also booked my second one 28 days later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they told me, they said, well, if the person whose spot you're taking doesn't show up, you get their second one, obviously, because they can't get the second one if they're not getting the first one.
Right.
So you just go ahead and you get on the list and you show back up in 28 days for the second shot.
Huh.
Yeah, that's exactly was my reaction. Huh. I looked at them and I went,
okay.
I did not know this.
That's crazy. Well, why not? I guess, what do they do with the extra? Does it go to waste? I mean, you would think they could just throw it back in the fridge.
Because people, yeah, because the Moderna one is a refrigerated one. It's not the deep freeze one. And so when I left, I probably left about 8:20, because you have to sit there, you know, for 15 minutes afterwards.
Make sure you don't pass out or anything.
Yeah, they come out and check on you. I left probably at like 8:25 or whatever. And the three of them were still standing there, and I walked up. I said, good luck.
Yeah, really?
I hope it works ever. You're putting in some time.
Yeah, they're taking an initiative, I guess, to just sit there. And well, why not, though? If it's going to go to waste or they're not going to use it, then get some more people vaccinated. Why not?
Yeah. I saw that President Biden says his new timetable, the country's new timetable, is to have everyone to have access to it by May 1st.
Yeah.
So we've moved things up considerably, and that is very encouraging.
Saying,
and we better
possibly.
Hurry the way people are being completely irresponsible.
He said possibly by the 4th of July, we could have a somewhat normal 4th of July.
Somewhat,
is what they were saying, you know, with close friends and family. So,
although, as many of us have pointed out, we're probably not going to change a whole lot at first. I can't imagine me changing much by the end of the year.
I will probably still wear a mask in stores until the
same.
End of the year. Yep.
Same.
Once it hurts.
I don't even care what people think.
Same. Right there, buddy. Well, I'm glad you got it and you're feeling good.
I feel good.
All right. Good, good.
I'm all vaccinated.
No side effects.
Halfway.
Yeah.